This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, things that go bump. The University of Houston presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. In the 1996 comedy Happy Gilmore, comedian Kevin Nealon explains to Adam Sandler the metaphysics of golf.
Happy, the ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the hole. So why don't you send him home?
The very idea of a golf ball being drawn to its natural environment seems nothing short of crazy. For much of history, however, this is exactly how natural philosophers explained the world. The classical Greek elements earth, air, fire, and water were long used to explain the way things moved. Fire lacked weight and would lift objects to the heavens. Earth was heavy and would pull them to the ground. Every object was thought to be some mix of these four basic elements, which in turn governed how it moved. Silly as this sounds, it had the potential for being a viable theory if the Greeks had made an effort to better define what the four elements were. Instead, their logic was circular. A rock falls to the ground because it contains so much earth. And what is earth? It's that which makes a rock fall to the ground. This kind of thinking rankled natural philosophers of the 17th century. Addressing a related theory, Descartes wrote, "The theory was introduced by philosophers to account for the action of natural things, but no natural action at all can be explained by them, since as their defenders admit, they are occult." Descartes and his contemporaries were busy with new theories that tossed out the occult properties of objects and replaced them with a universe of objects bumping into one another. Heat could be explained by the rapid movement of small objects called atoms. Sight was light striking the eyes. This new way of looking at the world came to be known as mechanical philosophy. Champions of mechanical philosophy saw their activities as more than simply putting forward a new theory. They saw themselves as slayers of ignorance, and in actuality, they were. But dogmatism in any form can lead to trouble, which is what happened when Sir Isaac Newton proposed his theory of gravity. Gravity, it seemed, wasn't the result of matter colliding with matter. It was a property of matter, leaving it open to accusations of being occult. The answer? Describe gravity in terms of objects bumping into other objects, so that Newton's gravity and mechanical philosophy could peacefully coexist. This required filling space with an as yet unseen ether, a physical substance that would make gravity work. No such ether was ever found, and ether theories were eventually abandoned, though their demise took centuries. Still, while mechanical philosophers weren't always right, they helped set us on the right course by freeing us from objects in search of their natural home.
Send them home. Just send them home. It's time to go home there, ball.
I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.